everyone. I am Chris Cahill coming to you live with another show of Psychic Every Day. And I'm coming to you from SkidRowStudios.com in downtown Los Angeles. Yay, Skid Row. I'm here with my friend Mindy Jorgensen on the boards. Good evening, Mindy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I have a good theme for tonight.
I hear it's about being happy.
And being clairvoyant.
Oh, yay.
You might have a question. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure I will learn something.
Cool. Well, nice to see you tonight. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you too. You look lovely. I hope people are tuning in to, check you out on live stream right now.
Well, right on. That's what I was just about to mention. Excellent.
Wonderful.
You read my mind. Mindy's psychic too, you know, everybody.
Oh, yay.
So it's August 28th, 2013. And yes, as you heard, me and Mindy, we are talking live here at you. I'm here every Wednesday from 7 until 8 o'clock Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com, Real Radio on the internet. And yes, you can see us live. You can see me live at livestream.com. I wish you could see Mindy too, because she looks pretty good there in the you know, back behind the window, the glass window. She's protected.
Someday we're gonna have a camera back here.
That's excellent. It won't just be me under the glare of the headlights of the camera.
Sometime in the future.
Right on. Excellent. So if you want to watch us live, if you want to watch the live stream, go to livestream.com and look for skidrowstudios.com. You can create a free account. For those of you who are already there, hi, I see you. Nice to see you all. Hello, hello. And yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be a good show. I am really getting down to it tonight, to a show about clairvoyance and happiness, and that's what we're going to be working. Now, a couple things, just a few reminders here. So you're watching me live stream or you're listening at skidrowstudios.com. You can also find this show as a free podcast on iTunes. So if you want to subscribe to my show, just go to iTunes and search for Psychic Every Day, the podcast. And you can also listen at stitcher.com if you're listening on your smartphone. So that's another way that makes this a lot easier. I think there's a little app there you can use to, have a simple way of catching up with the show. Anyway, if you're new here, then you probably don't know a lot about me yet, unless you've been doing some reading. But I'm a psychic. I'm a professional clairvoyant. This is my show about clairvoyance and about being psychic and all things psychic. My attitude is that being psychic is fun, it's human, it's normal, and everybody has it. And I'm a trained clairvoyant. I've been working at this for a long time, for about almost 15 years now. And I love doing what I do. It's my full-time gig. You know, it's what I do for a living. I also teach. I love doing this show. I write. I do all kinds of stuff. So I'm always coming up with, I'm always looking at the pictures. What is clairvoyance? Clairvoyance is the ability to look at pictures. I mean, really, actually, to say it in a more, true way, clairvoyance is the ability to see energy clearly. It's a visual ability. It's a spiritual vision. It's also very human. It's something you have. You use it all the time. So even if you're not aware of the fact that you've been using your clairvoyance, you have been. And that's why the name of my show tonight is Be Clairvoyant, See Yourself Happy. And I'm going to be talking about this, how your clairvoyance that you already use affects things like happiness and your health and so on. But tonight, I'm really going to really focus on that happiness. Now, I'm also offering readings during the show. During tonight's show, I will be offering free mini readings throughout the show from now until 8 o'clock Pacific time. And if you want to call in and get one, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. And maybe you want to write that down. So just in case, if maybe you don't want a reading right now because we're just getting started, but down the road, through the show, if you want a reading, go ahead and, give me a call. And don't wait till the last 5 minutes, please, because I can't do much for you. People always do. It's very funny. I'm like, no, get in early. So let me get into it. First of all, clairvoyance. You create what you see every day already. You already do this. You've been doing this since you existed. You use the ability of your vision, your spiritual vision, to see what is possible, to see what you want, to see what you might see something and say, wow, I want that. Or you have an image, a vision, a picture of something that you want. You might have seen yourself before you went to college, you could have seen yourself studying a certain thing or getting a certain body of information. Or maybe, you know, that's how you created your job. That could be how you created your home or your, you know, your life to be the way it is right now. You saw something. You had a picture. This is what I'd like. Or you visualized yourself being a certain way. Maybe you use your clairvoyance to create your body. That's a very good use of it too. You can see your body as being healthy and see it being well and see it being, you know, exercised or toned or happy. And you can start to create those pictures. Everything starts with a vision, with an image, a picture. And it doesn't have to make sense, and you don't have to know how that thing is going to happen. This is clairvoyance in action every day. Now, you also use your clairvoyance when you create something that isn't very fun. So you might see, oh God, you know, there isn't enough to go around. And, you know, I talked about this last week. Last week's show was about scarcity. Scarcity is a lie. So if you're walking around saying, oh, look at it, everything's falling apart and there's not enough money and there's not enough clean air and there's not enough this and that, then you actually don't create something new. You just accept some of the things you're seeing and you kind of create more of that. When you start to create a new picture, it's not being unrealistic. It's changing the existing reality. And you have the power to do that, and you already have in your life. This is using your spiritual abilities to create something pretty cool. Artists know this. Artists do it all the time. Whether the artist is making a painting or a song or a book or a, you know, a story or a poem or a dance or a business or something else. That's what art is about too. It's creating something that doesn't really exist yet, but that person has a picture, and it may not be that you have a perfect picture of it. You know, it's not that you need to know every little detail of how it's supposed to be, but that you keep working it until you get to the place where you want to be. So you already are clairvoyant. It's part of who you are. It's your vision. And if you, you know, just see clairvoyance as being something that psychics claim to have, then you might miss the point of that whole spiritual ability. Clairvoyance has nothing to do with predicting the future. I always tell people that, and I'm owning it. It's not about that. It's about creating the pictures of what you would like to have now and in the future. It's letting go of the past and the pictures you might still have from then. You know, because sometimes we just create the vision of what we see as possible based on what we have seen, what was shown to us, or what we see around us. It's really fun to see all the, I don't know how fun it is, but maybe for some of you it is, but all the dystopian movies that happen in the dystopian, you know, novels and pictures and all this stuff. I actually went to go see, what is it called? The new film with Matt Damon. Do you know the name of it? It's the one, it's like a really bleak future. It happens in like 2200 or something, but it's a very dystopian future. And I went to go see it the other day, and I was like, I just once in a while have to go see a film like that. And it was fun to see, but I was like, God, that is just not my picture of our future. Not at all. Oh, it's called Elysium. It's good. You know, it's worth seeing if you like that stuff, but I was like, this is just not my picture of our future. I have a completely different picture. But some people see it as, oh no, we have to be afraid. Look at what we're heading into. Well, how about if we're not? How about if we're creating a different kind of reality? Now, I have my first caller, and I'm not going to keep him waiting. So let me just give my first reading. Hello there, you're live.
Hi, Chris, it's Karen.
Karen, how are you?
I'm good, and you do look lovely tonight, by the way.
Why, thank you. I'm wearing the black satin.
Very nice.
I was like, what can I wear on this hot day in Los Angeles? It's warm out there.
Well, it's nice and cool in Seattle.
Well, good. Good. Well, you're calling from there, I imagine.
Yes, safely back in
Seattle.
Yes, I love the topic.
Good. Well, do you have a question here?
I would love to know kind of where I stand right now. In the last few days especially, have made some changes in what you were just talking about, letting go of the past ideas and pictures we have as we try to create. And maybe maybe getting to a place where I see myself as truly creative, or
right.
maybe with a clean slate even, without as many limitations as I used to see.
Right, right. So, and that's exactly what you're doing. The picture I keep seeing is that you, did you ever have an Etch-a-Sketch? I mean, you certainly know what those are.
Yeah.
The picture is you're finally turning the Etch-a-Sketch upside down and shaking it so that you can clear the screen. It still has a lot of mess on it. Remember how you would, you'd have to draw with the Etch-a-Sketch and then turn it upside down and shake it and it would clear up?
Yeah, I do.
I actually still have an Etch-a-Sketch. It's sitting in my living room and it's really fun. We actually
that's
just go in and
fun.
Draw on it and don't shake it for a while. And then you're like, oh yeah, I got to shake this screen. But that's the picture, is that you're finally shaking the Etch-a-Sketch. Like you're finally clearing the screen. So it looks like what you're doing, and this is the specific thing. It's you're blowing a picture that, well, you've been blowing a million of them, but this is one of the, it looks like there's a lot of drama that's been associated with this picture, kind of a dramatic emotional sort of distress or fear. And it's a lot of that was past time. And I see that the picture is that the picture, you know, this energy where you had your energy invested, which was a picture of, you know, everything's bad, or, and it wasn't your picture. You don't look at things like that, but it was sort of a picture of, oh no, you know, kind of like constantly having to clean up after things and pick up after dramas, or, and it kind of looks like, I keep seeing it as the business world and, you know, just the amount of stress people put themselves through for deadlines and stuff like that. You know, like, we've got to get this done. You know, all the stress and drama. And it's pastime for you, but it is associated. There's sort of like a programming, sort of like a Pavlov's, you know, dog's response programming to you not salivating when the picture is stimulated, but sort of going into a stress level, you know, an anxiety or a stress, like your body going, being in a little, almost even in shock. And this picture is just that there's, if you don't do something now, then everything's going to fall apart. And it's very funny. Like, that's just a version of it. You've been blowing these pictures for a long time. But what's really funny, Karen, is that actually you don't care anymore. You're like, oh, good, let it. Because then I can turn it into something else. I'll make a collage out of it. Hey, if it falls apart, I'm going to create a vision board. So it looks like you're playing with it. Like, you're actually finding amusement with this old energy that would just put you in total pain or stress or anxiety and just have you freak out, and you would lose your space with it. And that wasn't your energy. So you're stepping out of a whole, it's actually on a bigger level, kind of that control energy of you're supposed to keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're letting it fall apart now, and it's beautiful. It's great for you. You know, the stuff that you're not supposed to keep together, you've given up on a lot of it. So this is another level of it, and it looks like that's part of you choosing happiness, realizing that though you as a being always wanted happiness, it was really hard to create it with this energy in your space, because this stuff doesn't care about happiness. So
right.
There.
That's awesome.
You're doing great. Looks good.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Karen. Good talking to you. Have a wonderful evening, and thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I love that. I love it when I see people growing and changing and deciding to choose happiness. And it's just such a, you know, it really takes a lot of strength and courage to choose happiness, because sometimes there are so many things in the world that can make you, you know, try to convince yourself that it's not worth it. And I've never really believed that or bought into it, but I've seen it. You know, it's like sometimes I have to go, wait a minute, I'm going into the dark here. I'm going into the negative because this bad thing happened, or that thing's happening, or there's all this suffering and pain on the planet. Believe me, neither you nor I nor anybody else is going to do anything about that suffering by matching to it. We can create something different. I have another caller. Let's see who's here. Hello, you are live.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Bonnie.
Bonnie, nice to hear your voice again. I didn't recognize you, but I know you've called in a few times, so it's good to hear your voice.
I like you a lot.
Yeah, I know. I really appreciate it. So how are you doing tonight?
Well, I saw that your topic tonight was happiness.
Yes.
And it's a goal. I'm striving to find more things that I can find happiness for myself and my world. I ended a relationship in June because I felt that it wasn't right, but I find myself being pulled back to that, and I wondered if you could take a look and find out what it is that keeps pulling me back into this relationship that I know is not right for me.
Excellent. That's a great question. The picture I see is that the relationship looks sort of like a vacuum, but it's like a vacuum in a dark tunnel. And it's funny, even though you stepped out of it, you got yourself out of the relationship, as you mentioned, in June, and you got away from it. And as soon as you did, it looks like even though it was hard, you felt a relief and a sense of freedom and peace within your space and started getting your space back. And it looks like there's still this, even though it was something you wanted to step away from, it was familiar. You know, there was something comforting about the familiarity, even if it wasn't comfortable and you knew this was not working for you. And it was when you started really listening to yourself. But it looks like what you're doing, and I wouldn't worry too much about it. So, you know, although the stepping away is important, because it looks like that is part of what has helped you, is being able to get your space with what looks like a sadder or more negative energy. And I'm not saying that the person you were in the relationship, that's how they are, but that's like an energy there. It's not that person's truth. And I just see that you stepping away from it is also you stepping away, very similar to what Karen was just, we were just talking about with Karen, stepping away from an old control picture, like a demand that you keep something together, that you heal it, that you keep it together, that somehow you solve it. And this is, you stepping away from this relationship now is you actually creating more space for yourself. And I'm not saying you have to step away or not step away, but it looks like when you step away, you get more space so that you can know what it's like to have that space. Because the things you want to create are requiring you to have some more space. So I hope that makes sense, but it looks like that's what you're doing. It's the happiness is definitely the spiritual part of this, you know, like the, you know, you're using your clairvoyance to start to create new pictures, working toward happiness. But it looks like it's really for you also about having more space where you didn't. And when you, as you listen to the show, you're going to hear me going into a lot more stuff about happiness too. But I do see that you stepping away now, like what's pulling you back in is that demand you continue to be the control or keep it together. It's unconscious. It's not you wanting to, but there's an unconsciousness about it. And this is where going back to yourself, back to your meditation, back to whatever it is, whatever tools you use that help you, and just keep moving it out of your way until you find your own truth in there. And that's what you're working on. So okay. It's part of your work. Good luck to you, Bonnie.
Thanks.
I hope that helps.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Okay. Be well. Bye. Okay, I am Chris Cahill, and I'm coming to you live from SkidRowStudios.com, Real Radio on the Internet, and my show is Psychic Every Day, and I'm talking about, well, my theme is, be clairvoyant, see yourself happy. So I've already given a couple readings, and I'm happy to give a few more tonight, so if you want to get a reading during the show, please call 1-800-893-9562. I'm looking at the energy of happiness and also of creating a new happy vision. Now, as you heard from the people who called so far, there's a lot of people letting things go, kind of letting go of old energies that may have been heavier or darker or just not their energy. And when I look at energy that's like heavier or darker, sometimes it's really the past or it's painful or it's responsibility that's not you or all kinds of other things. But I'm working from tonight, rather than solving any of that or worrying about it, kind of going into how do you create, you know, how do you see yourself happy? Now, back to your clairvoyance, you already use it and you already use it to create pictures of yourself and for yourself. So here's what I've got to say about happiness. When you have permission to see yourself as happy, it's easy to be happy. So you can take that clairvoyance of yours and use it to start creating pictures of yourself being happy. Now, you don't have to know how that's going to happen, but there are a couple of things here. And people already do this all the time, but then they wonder why they don't create happiness. If you see that being happy would take X, Y, and Z. In other words, you can look at, you know, the future and go, well, if I have when I have that relationship, or when I have my home, or when I have my job, or I have money, or I'm out of debt, or I have this or that, then I'll be happy. And you make kind of an agreement with yourself. I'm going to be happy when. You might be in judgment of what you have now and of who you are now and think that, you know, how can I be happy? I don't have this. You know, I'm not, this isn't working. I'm not making enough money. I'm not, you know, doing what I want. I don't even know what I want. And so you go into a little funk of, I can't be happy because I don't have the thing yet. Or you might be invalidated about who you are, about how you see yourself. And you go into a whole spiral of, well, how can I be happy because I don't have this thing? Or you're healing the planet. There's so much misery and unhappiness on this planet. And boy, you know a lot of miserable people. So how can you be happy when there's so much unhappiness? Which, you know, like I said earlier, if you go and match to it, that's not going to help. Nothing's going to change. Well, this is what's really interesting about happiness is it doesn't need a reason. It really doesn't. You can decide, you know, like, I'm just choosing it. I'm going there. I'm going to have it no matter what. I don't care. You know, I don't care if things are falling apart or if I'm not, you know, or if this person over here keeps trying to convince me that their pain and their drama, I need to fix it or solve it. Or they can never, you know, this person in my family can never be happy, or that one's always having a problem. Don't go into judgment or fix anybody or solve them. It might just be what they need to do for a little while. But you can decide that actually, if you want to be happy, you can decide it's possible. I've actually had people say to me over the years, and maybe you've heard this one too, oh yeah, happiness is overrated. You know, I actually had someone say that to me once. Happiness is overrated. I'm like, really? Well, that's a cop-out. Happiness is overrated, huh? Or, you know, something like, I can't afford happiness. We can't afford happiness. I'm like, okay, maybe you can't, but I can. Doesn't cost me anything. And actually, when you choose to be, and I'm not talking about doing this perfectly, by the way. This is not about anything being perfect. You know, happiness is not based on perfection. It's not based on you being perfect or on the situation being perfect or your body being perfect or a relationship being perfect or anything. It's just an energy. It's a spiritual vibration. You choose a spiritual vibration that feels good, you know, a feeling of happiness. And it's kind of interesting what happens. Other things start to catch up to that. If you go in with an energy of happiness, and you might naturally already do this, some people naturally just seem to have it. You walk in with it and just let everyone else be where they're at. Don't judge them. Don't try to fix them or heal them. You just have your thing. And I'll bet that you do that enough and you're going to start spreading your happiness, which is a whole heck of a lot more fun than somebody spreading misery, kind of like a flu virus, you know? So you bring your happiness with you and have it for yourself, and it will inspire others. It doesn't have to be perfect, and neither do you. Just a reminder, everybody, that I am Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. I'm looking at you, or I'm looking clairvoyantly at you, and you can see me also live streaming right now at livestream.com. Look for SkidRowStudios.com. And I'm here till 8 o'clock tonight, Pacific time, and I will be giving some more readings during the show. So if you want to get one, you can call at 1-800-893-9562. And my theme tonight is happiness and clairvoyance, or in other words, see yourself happy, be clairvoyant. Now, here's a neat thing about vibrating at happiness, like being at the energy or the vibration of happiness. It changes everything else around you. You might, you know, be thinking about this and going, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't feel very happy right now. But what if you just gave yourself a picture that you could be happy? You know, that's you using your clairvoyance. What if you just created a vision of seeing yourself happy? And then it doesn't have to be any outside circumstances that make you happy, but that you can just be that way. You can feel that way. You can experience that. You can have it. And it's not about having to do that all the time either. Some days we're just not going to be happy, and that's all right. You know, some days are just, they're more challenging. There are tough things. There's loss, you know, there's grief, there's pain. There's all kinds of stuff to get through. But that doesn't mean that most of the time there isn't a possibility of being happy. There sure is. I've got another caller, and I'd love to say hello to them. Hi, you're live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Claudia calling you.
Hi, Claudia. Good to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh, it's great to hear yours. I'm just great. I love your topic. I love your show. And
thank you.
I've been listening on to all your podcasts, and I'm just happy you're doing this for everybody.
Hey, I'm doing it for me. I love it. You're welcome.
Well, I have something for you to look at. If you would.
Perfect. I'd love to.
And I love this topic of happiness. And you may have been touching on this. I cut my radio off when I called in. But to create happiness and create a vision, there are many times, and actually all the time, I see myself quite a very happy person, very joyful. Mm-hmm. And it's a very luminous image. Yet day to day, there's a lot of struggle, and you know, it's almost like it's so dualistic. And I was wondering if you would take a look at that.
I completely understand what you're talking about, and that's, I did start talking about that a little bit, which is it's not going to be perfect. Some days there's going to be grief and pain and struggle and heartache and, you know, difficult things. Or just the day-to-day stresses. But when I take a look at you, the picture I see is when you have your space, you know, when you sit down and you really are in that space of visualizing and letting yourself have the permission to see yourself as being happy, you really create, you're creating magic. You're really working on a spiritual level. I see you, the being, you, the spirit, showing up and talking to yourself, talking to your body and saying, here we go. This is like my truth. This is what I love. This is what I can have. And then when you go, you know, I mean, and that dualistic nature, like when it's the days when it's a little bit more difficult or challenging, it just looks like it's, the picture I see is it's you running around in your life and doing the things you do, which is great. And then, but then sort of parts of you falling off here and there. And then when you get your space back again, you bring yourself back and you're whole again. And that's when it's really easy to create this vision. So it just looks like it's that. I mean, it's kind of like breathing in a way, breathing in, breathing out. Mm-hmm. And on the one hand, there's breathing in, breathing out, keeping your space. But this looks like it's about living life. And then, you know, but I also see the thing that's neat about this, Claudia, is that you're conscious of it. It's not like you're, in the past, you may have done this and been very unconscious of it. Like, oh no, there I go again. What happened to me? Mm-hmm. Now you're like, okay, well, I know I just need to sit down and get myself back again, and it's good. Mm. You know, it's kind of like eating good food every day. You really feel it when you don't eat decent food for a day or two, like if you're eating junk. The same thing happens when you're being that way. You know, same for me. You know, it's if I go a day or so without meditating properly, I really feel it. And it's just getting my space back. And that's what it looks like you do. You go, you get your space, you see, you get validated immediately with your vision. You're very clairvoyant.
Well, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you taking a look at that for me. And
you're welcome. Thanks for
the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, Claudia, and thank you for calling in.
All right. You take good care. Thank you, Chris.
You too. Talk to you again. Be well.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Continuing, I love having calls like that, you know, just talking about the vision and someone who's just so conscious and aware that she does create that picture. She does see herself, and she had a picture of being in a luminescence of her own happiness. She really created a picture for herself, and it affects her. So that's a great example of how, no, it's really not going to be perfect. It doesn't need to be. It's about having that conscious awareness that you can go create it. That's why I'm calling this show Be Clairvoyant. See yourself happy. Because that's the deal here. You know, that's actually where the difference is that you can see the picture. You can see what it is. That's what clairvoyance is. It's about vision and seeing. As a clairvoyant, I look at energy, I look at pictures, but I can create a vision too. And so can you. And that makes all the difference for whatever you create in your life. So I have a few suggestions here. Here are a few ideas, a few ways that you can choose to be happy. And just a few different little, check them off your list here. Some of this already came up with the readings so far and just what I've been talking about. But here's number one. Let go of any preconceived ideas about deserving or earning happiness. So some people, have a picture that I'm not going to be happy until I've earned whatever, whatever it is, whatever award, whatever medal, whatever validation of some kind. So this is about you learning to validate yourself and decide that because you're here in life, in a body, being here, you get to choose. You do have that choice. And not choosing, by the way, is also a choice. Or choosing something else is also a choice. So you can get as cynical as you want about it if that's where you're going, or you can be as happy as you want about it. But it's all a choice. And so that's number one. Number two, I've kind of touched on already, which is let go of needing your life or yourself, you, to be perfect in order to be happy. It's kind of funny how people chase perfection thinking that that's going to make everything happy. And that's really more about control. It's more about controlling everything. And a lot of the times when people are controlling things, what they're doing is they're trying to be safe. They have a picture that if I just control this, micromanage it, become a total uber control freak, then it will all be safe and I'll be fine. They might not even say they'll be happy, but that they'll be fine, which is funny. So letting go of that control and that need to be perfect is very helpful. And if you grew up around people who needed everything to be controlled and perfect, then let go of their need. Don't blame them, for your unhappiness. Just let it go. Get rid of it. See yourself happy, imperfections and all. So there. Number three. I already touched on this one too, but just a reminder. Let go of healing others and the planet before you'll decide that happiness is fine. Before you allow yourself to be happy, you might say, I can't be happy till everybody on the planet has enough food and we stop all the wars and it's all fair. Well, good luck with that. Because apparently that's not happening soon, but it is happening. And part of how it's happening is that more people are waking up and choosing other than what was existing. So not being a victim is a helpful thing. Like, don't be a victim to what's happening on the planet before you'll decide that you're going to be happy. Right on. See yourself happy anyway. And maybe you could show, other people around you that they have a possibility of being happy by doing it yourself. And then you don't have to heal them because you kind of can't. You can't choose happiness for another person, no matter how much you want to. You can't make them be happy. You can be happy yourself, and they might decide that looks really good. This is number four. Even if you have no idea what will lead to happiness, like if there's something you want or some road you want to walk down or something that just interests you and you're not sure why, but, it makes you happy to look at it, even if it makes no sense. Might be that you really, for some reason, want to learn how to, tap dance. And I'm sorry if any of you out there are tap dancers. I'm not saying what you do makes no sense. But, it might be that other people around you don't get it. They're like, why do you want to learn how to tap dance? It's so old fashioned, whatever. You're like, no, I know what it'll be fun. It'll be fun to do. And don't listen to what other people say. Don't listen to other people's judgments. Go and choose what makes you happy. Do the thing that is a good idea for you, a creative act, or maybe part of what you do to make yourself happy is to stop doing other things that don't make you happy. Maybe you're tired of chasing after money and you decided to chase after meaning instead. Not that you can't have both, but I'm just saying, sometimes people think, oh, money's going to make me happy. Well, I think we all have enough information to the opposite for that. We know that that's not true. You can be happy with or without it on some level. So choose what you want. Choose what you think will lead to your own happiness. You know, and then, like I said, it comes from within you, but there are choices you can make that help you create more of it. All right. Now, I just want to remind you all that you've got about 19 minutes to call in and get a reading. I am Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And I'm here live with a show, which means you get to get a reading if you want one. So you can call 1-800-893-9562, and I will give you a reading. So there. I'm talking about how you can see yourself happy. You can work with your own clairvoyance and see yourself happy. Now, if you've been thinking clairvoyance is just something that's kind of out there, or, you know, it's a weird word, or what is that, or is it real that everybody has it? I know I've been kind of going into a little bit in this show, and I do it in a lot of shows, but I'm here to not convince you or try to talk you into it, but just mention that you already do use this. This is already something that you have. It's already part of your spiritual repertoire. You've already got it in your toolbox. And sometimes you don't know that, and you use the pictures, or you create the pictures for yourself that lead to something that perhaps down the road you realize, oh, I didn't want that. That wasn't necessarily the thing I wanted to create. I was writing about this today. I sent out my newsletter today, and this is the first thing I wrote in my newsletter. And by the way, if you want to get my newsletter from me every week, a free weekly newsletter filled with yummy, colorful, beautiful stuff, just go to my website, chriscahill.com, and sign my mailing list. There are lots of little links on there for mailing list, and the main one is for my mailing list that you get every week. But what I wrote about was my first conscious experience of realizing that I could choose to be happy happened, you know, many years ago, when all of a sudden it just dawned on me that I was not doing that. And I wasn't an unhappy person, but I was just sort of in the drama and the thick of things. And I was complaining to a friend, and my friend turned to me and said, well, what is it you want? I don't understand. And I said, and it all of a sudden hit me, and I went, I just want to be happy. And then that was like a light going off. And I realized that I needed to start working on that. That was actually the thing that started me on my path, my spiritual path, was this conscious awareness that whatever was happening or whatever I was doing, that I wasn't feeling as happy as I knew I could be. I wasn't judging it. I was just realizing that I was the one in the way of it. I had to do something. So I started looking. And it really led me into some good places because, you know, I was naturally inclined to go that way. So it was just that question, you know, that sort of conscious awareness or that truth, like, this is what I want. And so that's what I'm saying to you. You don't have to do it the way I did. But if you are really looking at that for yourself, creating happiness, whatever that means, don't go from the outside in. Don't think that in order to be happy, you have to go get all those things. Now, I was mentioning a few of them earlier. The relationship or the home or the finances or all this stuff. Go from the inside out, and you won't really have to worry about the outside once you start really getting it going inside. And by the inside, I mean you, your spirit, your own energy, matching to that vibration, seeing yourself as a happy person. And that no matter what you have around you, you know, whether you work with people who don't know the meaning of the word, or you came from that in your family, or it's just been sort of, you know, you've been a little bit more on the watery side yourself, and it's been tougher for you to find that. You've had a hard time with it. You can change any of that. You can create a picture that this is your new future. You already do create your future. I talk about that a lot here too. And you create your future by what you see as possible and by how you see your own life moving forward. And it does take courage and strength of spirit to choose happiness. It always does. But it's really not hard to do at all. Now, you have about 15 minutes. I'm bugging you. If you're out there listening and you would like a reading, please call in. And I know there's a bunch of you listening because I can see you. So there, I'm spying on you. The number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, here's another thing about choosing to be happy, about seeing yourself as a happy person. using your clairvoyance to see yourself happy. Your clairvoyance is a spiritual ability. So it's included. It came with your hardware. You know, it's like that software already installed. You've got it. And there's so many other things that you have that are part of that. And I should actually say those spiritual abilities kind of are the main part of you. Like that's who you are, your energy before you're in this lifetime. When you choose to turn those abilities on or to use them or to become conscious of them and start to learn how to play them like an instrument or create with them like an art, you know, piece of art, you become a gift. You become a gift to everyone else. So if you choose to look at yourself as a happy person and that it doesn't matter what others around you are choosing to see themselves as, you actually become a gift to others without having to give your energy away. You become a gift by being what you can be. And if you've had a picture, or if you've been laboring under the illusion that it's not possible for you to be happy, then you've gotten stuck. There's something in your space. It's not your energy. You're not wrong. But there's something else in the way of you getting to this part of yourself. So you can decide to heal yourself. And healing yourself really means that you can have your own happiness, that you can choose it. It's how you see yourself and how you see your possibilities that makes all the difference. Okay, I have another caller. Someone took me up on my offer. Hi there, you're live. Hello?
Hello?
You're live. Who is this?
Connie,
nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Pacific Northwest in outside of Olympia, Washington.
Awesome. Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a question or a comment or both?
Well, I really enjoy your program.
Thanks.
And I've gone through a lot of things in my life lately. I lost my mom a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the grieving process and everything. And just looking for some clarity in my life.
Okay, I'll take a look at you in present time and just what it looks like you're releasing and what you're moving into.
Okay.
If that's okay, because that looks like
the... wonderful, thank you.
Yeah. And I see this picture of that since the loss of your mom and even just before then, the picture is you've been, this is just the picture, I see you as a being kind of being in the middle of a very dark forest, kind of like a northwest pine forest, like very, very, but like really in the dark. You know, with very little light and just being in that place. And it's a place of kind of grief and stillness and sort of no time and space, sort of like time and space not really existing as they do normally in your life every day. And it's this being in this sort of like going through this dark time. But I'm seeing you now at the end of it, like you're about to step out into this meadow. And the forest is right there. And what I see you doing is looking at it saying, well, the forest will always be there, but I won't have to be in it, which is a beautiful thing. Because it looks like what you're doing now is you're choosing to step out into this really beautiful green. It's just like one of those, I don't know what it's looking like right now in the Northwest, but when I was last in the Northwest, I always pictured it as being really brilliant and lush and green. And it's this lush green meadow that is not spring. It's like the end of the summer where it's really overgrown, but it's beautiful and you're in it and you're under a blue sky. It's like one of the sunny days and you're out, and you're out in the middle of this field. You're actually not in the middle of it yet. You just stepped out of the forest and you're walking into it and you're saying, I'm just going to go sit in the middle of this field for a little bit and let the sun hit me and really try to warm up a little bit in the sun. Cause you realized how very kind of chilly it was in that forest. Mm-hmm. It was just not very, your body was, it's like you left your body and you're coming back to it. So that looks like a big deal. Like you left, you know, it's not that you obviously that you permanently left your body. You just as a being weren't really as connected to it. And now you're coming back into it and you're needing the sun and the warmth and the earth and all of this. And it looks like there's a stillness happening, but a more peaceful stillness. And this looks like you looking at some of, it's like you, the forest is right there. You know it's going to be there, but you're going to choose to live outside of the forest is what it looks like. So you'll know it's there, but you don't have to go be in it or match to it. It's part of your life and your experience and all the rest of it. And it looks like you're looking at what are your new pictures? What are you going to create now in this new time in your life? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see you right now being in a, choosing to be in the middle of this happy space. And not that you necessarily are, you know, over brimming with joy, but that the picture is that you're looking at it as, okay, well, I can go there. I'm going there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's also a lot of gratitude in your space. And that looks beautiful. Like you're having a lot of gratitude. So a lot of spiritual energy that you've been working, but now you're trying to get it back in the body. Mm-hmm. Which looks like a really good next step for you, Connie. You know, really working to bring yourself right back into your body. And it looks like you're planning on getting busy this fall with some stuff.
How am I going to do that?
Well, it just looks like whatever it is, it might be that you're creating new pictures, a new, you know, way of doing things. I keep saying the energy of clearing things out, you know, getting mm-hmm. rid of old things or the past or letting go. And then so that there's room for something new.
Yes.
And that looks like
I've been working on that.
Good. Looks like a really good next step. It looks like it'll really help you with creating the pictures of how you want things to be moving forward. Mm-hmm. So it looks good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening and for calling, Connie. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye. Hey, everybody. I am really happy to give readings to people who have, you know, going through things and are growing and changing. And it's always just a pleasure. And all of you who call in and who share your stories or ask questions or, you know, listen every week, I really appreciate you. I appreciate the amount of growth that everyone's going through. And even when people feel like they're stuck and they're not going anywhere, that things aren't moving, there's always an opportunity to create something new. It happens all the time. We all do it. So we all get stuck. You know, I get stuck. And one thing that I find when I get stuck, when I'm stuck in the middle of something and I just can't find my way out, and I'll just sit there and kind of berate myself a little bit because I'm like, I know better. I shouldn't be stuck. And I go into judgment, is I try to find a picture of being amused at myself, you know, kind of like create this amusement on some level or find something funny in it or make up a song about, boy, am I stuck? And then things that rhyme with stuck and go from there. And so when I look at things like creating happiness, visualizing yourself being happy, hey, why not? If you're working on trying to create some new happy pictures for yourself, don't judge yourself because you're not, or don't judge and think you should be a certain way. I'm making suggestions. I'm just, you know, kind of throwing a few things out there and saying, hey, it looks like this and it looks like that to me, but you can see things too. And so when you start to work on your new pictures of, you know, your happy life and how you want things to go, give yourself permission to also fail. You know, give yourself permission to kind of fall on your face sometimes and for things to not go the way you plan, because they will. That's just part of life. Happiness is not perfect. It's not about every day perfectly pretending to be like perfectly happy. That's just not realistic. It's about an option, having a choice. And I kind of think it's really funny when people see it's just not possible, and that's where I tend to, you know, say things that I say like, oh, come on, you know, whatever. So you creating happiness with your clairvoyance is remembering that you are human and having your clairvoyance is human too. It is part of who you are. It's a happy vision, having a happy vision. A clairvoyant is someone who uses the spiritual ability of clairvoyance to see energy clearly. And the most powerful use of this ability is to see yourself clearly and also to create a vision of your life. That's really the most powerful thing you can do. So here's a way I kind of imagined it. If you were writing a life plan, you know, like a plan for your life, like not a perfect plan, but kind of like businesses write a business plan. They have a, you know, kind of their forecast or how they, what their goals are or what they want or all that stuff. And, but you included in your life plan being happy. Now you might have, you might have done that when you were a kid. You might have seen right away at the age of, you know, 5 or 6, wow, if I could be a trapeze artist, that would be really fun. I'd be really happy. And then somebody in grammar school or high school convinced you that that was just not a good life plan. You know, it's not a good job. It's not real being a trapeze artist. You're like, yes, it is. I mean, Cirque du Soleil, and there's, you know, artists out there doing this and da da da. But if you believe the person who judged your picture of what made you happy, of what you really wanted to do, that you just could see yourself doing, and you gave into somebody else's picture, you might have gotten stuck. I can't even count the number of times I've given a reading to somebody and they'll say, I don't know what I want. That will be the reason for the reading. Like, they're all depressed or they're feeling down or invalidated or kind of really stuck because they say they don't know what they want. And in every case, and I can't even count the number, probably hundreds over the years, I've seen, I'm like, yes, you do. You actually just forgot. You're not looking. You have somebody else's knowing in your space. You knew it when you were a kid. You had the pictures. But something came in and said, no, that's not a good thing to want. You're not supposed to want that. That's not a real thing to want. And so you go around through life because now, you know, you're not getting to do this thing that you want, to have this thing you want, because, you know, it's been judged as being wrong. And you're just not happy because you're not being who you are. You're not getting to create new pictures of yourself in doing that thing you really wanted. And so you try to make happiness happen in another way. Some people try to make it by having a lot of money, and it still doesn't fill that hole. You know, it still doesn't make them happy. So telling yourself the truth, letting yourself live in your own truth, being completely honest with what you do want and who you really are, being your truth, that's a surefire recipe for success if you want to be happy. And letting go of other people's judgment about what you should be or who you should be. So in other words, learning to really see yourself clearly. Hello, clairvoyance. And know yourself clearly. And that's knowingness. It's actually your highest spiritual ability. Not to mention loving yourself for who you are. And that's your affinity, your fourth chakra. So you can bring all these things together and really create some beautiful happiness for yourself. And again, none of it's perfect. You could be completely happy as can be this week. Next week, you just decide, I'm gonna be unhappy. I'm having a miserable week. But as long as you find some amusement about it along the way. Anyway, what I'd like to suggest to you this week, we've just got a couple minutes here, choose happiness directly. So in other words, go there directly and avoid the middleman. Don't think you have to go somewhere else first in order to have the happiness. Start to figure out, how do you go directly to you and have the happiness? How does that work for you? And I would suggest that that's pretty much a good life plan. And it doesn't have to be something that you know all the answers to. Thank you so much, everybody who listened tonight and who called in. I appreciate all of you. If you go to iTunes and you want to sign up for my podcast, it's free and you can subscribe to it. And if you would like to leave me a review on iTunes, I will be oh so happy, although I already am. But I will thank you for that very much. You can also find me, Chris Cahill, at chriscahill.com. I'm also at psychiceveryday.com. And I'm here Wednesdays at skidrowstudios.com as Psychic Everyday Radio, Wednesdays from 7 until 8 Pacific Time. I am also, as I mentioned earlier, I send out a weekly newsletter. It goes out on Wednesday afternoon, and it's beautiful. So if you go to my website or my blog, psychiceveryday.com, and sign up for my newsletter, you will receive it. I want to thank Mindy Jorgensen very much for her lovely presence here on the boards. And also, I want to thank Amadeus Baj for the use of her music for the beginning and end of my show. And thank you, Skid Row Studios, and Jeremy, and Joel, and everybody. So, you know, go check out the rest of what's here at Skid Row Studios. There's a lot of great shows. And I will see you again next week. Happiness. Have a wonderful week.